Forget about glass slippers and handsome princes, because this week's discovery takes a different look at a familiar tale. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. The story of Cinderella has been told over and over again, in all kinds of different styles and formats. But with Stepsister, author Jennifer Donnelly turns the story around and follows another character from the original fairy tale with a very different outcome. The story begins as beautiful servant girl Ella fits into the glass slipper and is whisked away to become France's new queen. Punished for their cruelty, her stepmother and stepsisters, Isabel and Octavia, are shunned by the rest of the village. Isabel dreams of a better life, but she fears that no one will ever allow her to be anything but one of the ugly stepsisters. So when she's given a chance to determine her own fate, she has to fight to put back the pieces of her heart and become the woman she's meant to be. Now, if you love the story of Cinderella as much as I do, yet you've always wished that it had a little more grit, you'll love this new take on the story. Stepsister goes deeper, exploring a different kind of beauty. Ella may have been the pretty sister, who could charm anyone with her looks and her sweet disposition, but the other two sisters have gifts of their own. Unfortunately, these gifts just aren't popular traits for a bride, so they've been forced to hide them in an attempt to attract a wealthy husband that neither one really wants. As Isabel fights for the life she's afraid to dream about, she gets caught in a battle between chance and the fates, and she gets some help from Ella's fairy godmother, too. But in the end, she has to own her dreams and do the work. And as her bitterness, jealousy, and fears give way to strength and determination, readers will be inspired by this unconventional character and her unconventional story. But is it worth teaming up with the stepsisters? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. If you prefer fairy tales that involve balls and pretty gowns and handsome princes, Stepsister isn't really your style. But if you like characters with a little more tenacity, you won't want to miss this edgier tale. It's an empowering story for young women, and a powerful reminder for older readers, too. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Stepsister by Jennifer Donnelly is 342 rough and rousing pages long and is available from Scholastic Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.